Amen. I want to make one more comment just for the Martin family comes, and that is I speak for my wife and myself. We're so thankful for the ladies that have helped this week to prepare the meals for our evangelist. And not only does that bless the evangelist, but we get in on that too. And we're just so grateful, ladies, for all the hard work. Today, you might have heard of a four-course or a seven-course dinner. Today, we had a four-generation dinner, both at the table, but also it was great-grandma and grandma and mama and daughter in one family. They all prepared the meal today, and it was delicious. And I just want to thank you, ladies, for doing that. All the meals have been just really great, and we appreciate that. We're honored to have the Martin family here. Come and just let God move in our hearts to the ministry tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Hurst. Amen. I echo those sentiments. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. For the wonderful ways that you've blessed and provided for us, and we're very thankful and grateful tonight. Amen. Thankful for his goodness. Amen. May God bless you for the offering as well. May God reward you abundantly. It's our prayer that God will take every sacrifice, every generous gift that you give to the work of the kingdom of God, and may it be changed into the salvation of souls. Amen. There'll be something that'll last for eternity. Praise God. And it's so good to be able to be here tonight. Amen. Thankful for the presence of the Lord. Wow. It's just wonderful to, I appreciate the wonderful group seeking the face of the Lord before services, and those that may not be necessarily in the room, but at home and different places, different ways of expressing your pulling together. You know, when we all pull together, amen. Hallelujah. How happy we'll be. Praise God. If you're sad tonight, just try to pull together a little bit. Amen. Praise God. I appreciate the Lord tonight. Worship the Lord with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to quote from Isaiah chapter 40. We'll begin at verse number 12. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? The workman melteth the graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation, chooseth the tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman, to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown, yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will you liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power.
not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, bless your name.
My greatest need, higher than anything, bigger than the mountain in my way. You are stronger than what's facing me, and you will bring the victory, so I will worship you. Lord, you're greater than my greatest need, higher than anything, bigger than the mountain in my way. You are stronger than what's facing me, and you will bring the victory, so I will worship you.
Bring it with us.
Lord, you're greater than my greatest.
Yes, you are.
Higher than anything, bigger than the mountain in my way. You are stronger than what's facing me, and you will bring the victory, so I will worship you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah. 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 Those last few verses said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. God is greater than any problem you face in your life tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want y'all to reach out and just receive from the Lord tonight. We're going to let the girls sing while Brother Martin sings with them. A song that I enjoy every time they sing, Waiting in the Water. Oh, let's reach out for what God has in store for us. Hallelujah. I believe him that he's going to do great and mighty things tonight in your life.
This man, blind from birth, the only one who saw his word did not pass him by. He heard his cry. He rubbed his eyes with a handful of clay. Then he said, go and wash in the pool today. And the blind man knew that's what he had to do. No, along the way, he couldn't help but trip and fall. But each time he got back up again, I wonder if he thought,
every step I take is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I walk on and just believe. And when I get there,
the miracle that's promised by my Father
walked in darkness, I won't lie, just like that blind man. Sometimes I feel all alone, like all hope was gone. But I know that God's word is true, and no matter what I'm going through, He promised me that to never leave. You know, along the way I may stumble and I may fall, but I'll make it to the water, even if I have to crawl. And every step I take is a step of faith.
To trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Praise God. Don't you love Him tonight? Praise God. Praise God. Give Him a thanks and praise tonight. Hallelujah for His love and His mercy. Hallelujah to God. There's nothing too hard for our God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. You may be seated tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Appreciate so much the good Spirit of the Lord here tonight. Amen. It's just wonderful to be here to worship him. And I'm anticipating, amen, fruit that will remain. Amen. A work to be done in the depths of our heart. Glory to God that will last. Something that will make an impact in our lives. I believe that's God's intention. Amen. Every time he moves in our lives, it's not that we would be forgetful hearers, but to be doers of the work. Praise God. Praise God. How many of you ever been at a time when you thought you're dedicating yourself to the Lord, you're just worshiping him, singing these beautiful songs? Boy, I love these songs and different things, choir and different ones sing. A lot of new ones for us, amen, that we've never heard before, but we love them, amen. But just the dedication of the heart. But how many times have you ever felt like, well, Lord, if you'd just tell me what to do, I'd be glad to do it, but I just don't know. I just sort of feel like I'm, you know, what do I do next? If you'll be turning with me tonight in the book of 2 Chronicles, you know, there's a lot of times we certainly live in perplexing times. A time when there's different challenges that every one of us are facing in our personal lives, in our families, maybe in your marriage, maybe in whatever. And there's just, in many respects, there's just huge question marks. What's going to happen? What should I do? Looking at all my options, you know, and I just don't know which way to turn. That is sometimes a very unsettling experience. Be very challenging. Amen. You know, sometimes the consciousness of our personal weakness or a time of sickness or failure, personal failure, a family heartache, an embarrassment, a financial disaster, some kind of a challenge, you know. I had a dream a while back, but in that dream, it's like a fella, I didn't see a face. I just heard a man's voice say, "In all my years, I've never faced anything like this before." I wouldn't be surprised if there's somebody here tonight feels that way. In all my years, I've never faced anything like this before. Well, I don't know what you're facing. Well, I feel something stirring in my soul right here tonight. But I believe God has answers for us. And I'm so thankful for that. Praise God. Praise God. Reading in your Bible tonight in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 20. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 20. And I'd like to just read one verse here, and then we'll pick up on a lot of the story that's contained in this chapter. But just for the sake of our reading tonight, I'd like to pick up. We're going to eavesdrop on a king's prayer. We're going to eavesdrop on King Jehoshaphat, who was facing a special time of challenge and perplexity. And I just want to read this one verse, verse 12, and then we'll trust the Lord to guide us through the rest of this message tonight. But just notice with me, we're right here at the end of the prayer of King Jehoshaphat. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. I'd like to preach for just a little while tonight on what to do when you don't know what to do. Hallelujah. Father, we love you tonight, and I thank you, Lord, for the people of God that have gathered here together. Oh, hallelujah to God. Lord, I worship you for the consciousness that we have in our spirit, Lord, that you desire to move in the hearts of your people tonight. I want to thank you for the grace that you've given us up to this point and the way that you've positioned and conditioned our hearts, Lord, for this service tonight. Thank you, Lord, for those that have been involved in worship and leading in songs and different dimensions of the worship here tonight. And Lord, we just pray that you will just unite our hearts in one mind and in one accord tonight. Hallelujah to God. And Lord, I'm believing that tonight can be a pivotal point, Lord, in hearts and in lives that are in a fog and maybe in a time of mystery and a time of perplexity and consternation. Lord, but I pray in the name of Jesus, because I know that you are not the author of confusion, but you are the author of peace. And in the name of Jesus, speak peace to troubled hearts. Give direction, Lord, to confused spirits. And may there be the assurance grip our souls. Hallelujah, of constant guidance and leadership by your Spirit. And we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. What to do when you don't know what to do? The scripture gives us this illustration, amen, this scripture that according to what Paul tells us in the book of Romans, this is written for our exhortation, it's written for our instruction, it's written for our learning, it's written for us to draw substance from that will encourage us and give guidance to us, amen, in the challenges that we face in life. And so here before us we have the record of a story of a king. King Jehoshaphat was quite a man, and we don't take time to tell all about him, but he was quite a godly king. He had that kind of a reputation and a testimony as a man who would seek the face of the Lord. But the Bible tells us, amen, in this chapter that some enemy armies came approaching them, and the Bible says in verse 3 of this chapter that Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. You know, in many respects, we often contrast fear and faith. And we say many times that fear is the exact opposite of faith. And there are some aspects in which that is true. Bible speaks, and there's other scriptures, and you understand that. But there's also a biblical sense in which fear can be the springboard for faith. It's not necessarily the opposite of, but it's something that stirs up the awareness, I've got to look beyond my... Because what is fear? Fear is the signal that our wisdom and resources are inadequate. Fear is what happens to us when we realize something's out of my control. Something's beyond my capacity to deal with. So, if we keep it focused on ourselves, it will only bring us into defeat. But if we use that situation that alerts us and signals to us, listen, this is bigger than you are. This is bigger than you know how to handle. If we do something with that, like King Jehoshaphat did, it can become a springboard to propel us into a new realm of faith that we've never been to before. I'm not just drawing that out of my own hat. Hebrews chapter 11 tells us that by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark. So what was it? Amen. His fear made him conscious of the fact, I am in no way capable of facing and weathering a flood by myself. I need to listen to what God has to say. And so he obeyed what God told him to do. And so fear became a springboard for faith. And so we have before us tonight, amen, this story. Amen. What is it going to be? What do I do when I don't know what to do? What do I do when I'm overwhelmed with fear and anxiety and stress and tension? Amen. And confusion and perplexity. What do I do then? Am I just doomed to sit around and bite my fingernails and pull my hair and whatever else people do? No, I don't believe that's what we have to do. I believe we can do like Jehoshaphat did. When he began to seek the face of the Lord, the Bible just as it describes his prayer, one of the first things he did is he began to recall God's faithfulness in the past. Hallelujah. When you don't know what to do, begin, first of all, to recall God's faithfulness in the past. We've mentioned that some already in this revival, but the Lord just keeps bringing it back to me. Amen. We need to remember, amen, what God has already done. The Bible says, amen, he said in verse number 6, he began to pray, he said, O Lord God of our fathers. Hallelujah. Wow, when he began to think, amen, of God's faithfulness, amen. His father had some testimonies of God's intervention. His father was King Asa, amen. His father was one that when the Ethiopians and the Lubims were a huge host and they came against, amen, the children of Judah, amen, Asa sought the face of the Lord and God intervened. I know that later on we'll mention another instance later on, but here, amen, he was reminding himself, listen, God has been faithful. God, you've been the God of our fathers. Amen. You've kept us for generations, all the way back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the different ones that have lived through the generations. Praise God. I want to remind you, when you don't know what to do today, instead of you just thinking about your today, it does you good to recall the things God's already brought you through. Hallelujah. Has God ever touched your body before? Has God ever given you answers before? Has God ever provided for you before? Has God ever given you the wisdom that you needed at a precise moment before? Has God ever given you direction in a decision before? Amen. I know you may be facing a fresh one now. Praise God. But just like those disciples found out, amen, it was a different storm that they faced, but it was the same Savior that was with them. Hallelujah. And this may be a different challenge and a different test. Praise God, but it's the same Lord that you've had and has been faithful, not just to you personally, amen, but remember moms and grandmas, amen, and grandpas and whoever, amen, that God has been faithful in the past. Well, I tell you what, the devil sure enough likes to do when we're facing something that we don't know what to do about right now is to get us so locked in on our present and the fuzziness of our future that it causes us to feel fearful and afraid and anxious and stressed out and worried. Amen. But God wants to remind us, oh, my friend, today, could you recall God's faithfulness? Amen. Can you think of at least one thing right now? Amen. That at a time of perplexity before in your life, amen, however far you have to reach back, amen, to remember a highlight, I want you to get a hold of that right now. Praise God. And you say, I may be facing something right now. I don't know what's ahead of me, but I do know one thing. Amen. 'Tis grace that's brought me safe thus far. Praise God. And grace is going to lead me on. God's helped me before, and he's going to do it again. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Furthermore, in a time, what to do when I don't know what to do? We need to, secondly, renew our focus upon the Lord. The Bible says here in the verse that we read to you, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Oh, I know he probably had scouts out there watching those enemy armies that were coming. They were coming bringing reports of how many there were and where they were coming from. It tells us where they were, what direction they were coming from. Amen. They were coming against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. Behold, they be in Hazes on Tamar. Amen. We know where they are. But he said, listen, he said, my eyes are not just through my scouts looking at those enemies. Amen. Positioning themselves. He said, Lord, our eyes are upon you. Oh, hallelujah to God. I can't tell you the number of times, amen, that in different seasons and different challenges that I've faced in my personal life and our family, amen, ministry, whatever, amen, I've fallen upon the face, amen, saying, God, I don't know which way to turn except good to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe it was Abraham Lincoln, if I'm not mistaken, amen, who said, amen, there's been many times, he said, I've been driven to my knees, amen, by the overwhelming awareness that I had nowhere else to turn but to my God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you today, amen, renew your focus. Amen. You know what? Sometimes, amen, when we think we've got everything figured out, amen, it's sort of easy to get lulled into a place where prayer doesn't mean all that much to us. We can let days go by without picking up our Bible. Has it ever happened to you? Because everything's going good. Everything's rocking along smooth. No sickness in the family. No major challenge faced. Boy, everything's going good. You know, just having happy-go-lucky time, healthy, wealthy, wise, you know, got it. But then when we hit a bump in the road, and all of a sudden, there's a wrench thrown in the gears, so to speak, and all of a sudden things aren't going right, and all, what does it make you do? Amen. Listen, if that's what it takes, amen. But I'm saying, when you get to that place, when all of us do, you may not be there necessarily tonight, but I can guarantee you this, amen, as long as the Lord allows us to stay here and he tarries his coming, amen, you'll find yourself, I'll find myself, amen, face to face, amen, with uncertainty. I don't know which way to go. I'm at some forks in the road, so to speak, and I don't know which way to turn. What do I do then? Do I just say, eeny, meeny, miny, moe? Amen. Do I just say, draw straws? What do I do? I'll tell you what you and I ought to do. We need to renew our focus upon the Lord. We need to set ourselves like Jehoshaphat did. He set himself to seek the Lord. Pray, to fast, to seek the face of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, as he pled his own weakness and ignorance. Amen. He said, we have no, what does he say there? We have no might against this great company that cometh against us. He said, Lord, we don't have any might. Neither know we what to do. So we not only don't have any might, but we don't have the mind that's adequate to deal. That's, you know what he's doing? He's humbling himself. Say, Lord, I'm not in competition with you. I'm not trying to get you convinced to follow my strategy. I'm saying, Lord, I'm humbling myself to the way. I mean, this is not a king, amen, that had never been in any wars before. This is not somebody that was surrounded by a bunch of weaklings that never knew what it was to face battles. I mean, he was talking about all he was including when he said, we have no might, neither know we what to do. I can imagine him sitting in his tent, amen, with his generals, amen, with his men gathered around him at the round table, amen, and they're discussing, what are we going to do? We've got this army coming against us. What's our strategy? What's our plan? Do we have enough men? How many men do they have? Are we able to match them? I don't know who all he included, but he said, we don't know what to do. It wasn't that he said, we don't know about this weapon. We don't know. They knew what they had physically. But they knew they needed more than that. They needed to hear something from the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, I want to tell you, my friend, today, you may have your little things that you've fallen back on before, and you've always depended maybe on your health or on your bank account or on some special friend of yours. And maybe all of that, maybe the Lord has brought you to a place where it just seems like nothing that anybody says or does is exactly what you need. Amen. But you know what you are. Amen. That's not a bad place. It's a place to renew your focus and my focus upon the Lord. Lord, I need you. I need your grace and your help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The consensus of the council, the circle of counsel around him was, we know not what to do. But they renewed their focus on the Lord. I'm going to ask you tonight, what's the quality of your personal focus on the Lord tonight? Are you really, do you have your eyes set upon him? Do you have your eyes set on him? Oh, I have to mention this. The Lord reminded me of this as I was studying today. Amen. I have to remind you of Jehoshaphat's father, King Asa, who, though he had testimonies of God's miraculous deliverance and victories for him, there came another time when he faced enemy armies. And the Bible says specifically he didn't seek the Lord about them. And the Lord sent a prophet to him. He said, don't you know that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him? Amen. He said, you've done foolishly. You haven't been seeking the Lord. And so God can't give you the victory that he wants to. Oh, my friend, today, but to now. Amen. Jehoshaphat says, I learned something from my daddy's mistake. I learned daddy wouldn't seek the Lord in his later years, but I'm not going to fall into that trap. I'm going to turn my eyes upon the Lord. Hallelujah. It's more than just a glance. Amen. But it's, the Bible says, his heart is perfect toward him. I believe it was Brother Branham preached a message. I don't know how. It's one of our first years in Bible school, I think. But he talked about perfect-hearted people. Ooh, that's a powerful message. But he emphasized the reality of the fact of what that verse says, whose heart is perfect toward him. It's not just a condition of perfection. It's a totality of consecration toward him. Reaching toward the Lord. I reach up, amen, just in the sense. I want to tell you today, amen, if you'll reach up to the Lord, amen, that's all God's looking for. God's just looking for somebody, amen, whose eyes are upon him and that he can whisper and he can reveal himself to us tonight. Oh, I've got to move on. Amen. Glory to God. But what do you do when you don't know what to do? You recall God's faithfulness in the past. And then you renew your focus upon the Lord. Furthermore, in this scripture we have before us tonight, amen. I love how the Bible says, verse 14, then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, I believe the third thing we need to do when we don't know what to do is to rely upon the Spirit's leadership. Rely. Count on the Holy Ghost to show up, praise God. When you don't know what to do and your exercising of your mental powers and your abilities and your understandings and everything that you can pull together and you still don't come up, amen, with a satisfactory conclusion, amen, I'll tell you what we need to do is rely and count on the help of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the midst of the congregation, I know this fellow's name is mentioned a few other times in the scriptures. I don't remember exactly right now how many times, but just less than a handful, from what I understand. Amen. But this guy was an unknown. He was an unknown guy. He doesn't have a book in the Bible. He doesn't have any big reputation following him. He doesn't have big handbills printed out about this guy that hears from God and speaks. Just his, there was a king in a nation that didn't know what to do. And the Holy Ghost says, I found me a vessel of honor I can use. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord came on. Amen. It may have been, the Bible doesn't tell us how old he was. It just says he was a son of one who was a son of another. I don't know how old he was. He may have been as young as some of these young folks here. The important thing was the Spirit had an answer. Glory to God. I want to tell you tonight, amen, I want you to believe, and I want myself to be reminded, amen, of the promise of God that when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. I believe that God wants you to know the way, the next step you need to take. I believe God wants you to know what that is more than you want to know what that is. God wants you to know, young people, about the decisions that you're facing in life, about what kind of career to pursue. Your preparations for. You're the person you're to spend the rest of your life with in marriage. Amen. All you parents, the homes you buy, the cars you buy, everything that affects our lives, I believe God cares about it. And I believe the Holy Ghost can give your guidance and direction and assurance. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah to God. I believe it's God's will. Amen. Sometimes it's as it was here in the midst of the congregation. I believe God uses and through the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. The gift of prophecy, the gift of tongues, the gift of interpretation of tongues, the gift of faith, the gift of miracles, the gifts of healings, the gift of the word of prophecy, or the gift of word of knowledge, the gift of the word of wisdom, the gift of discerning of spirits. Amen. How would the Holy Ghost do it? I don't know how he wants to do it, but I just want to be available. I want to be open, amen, to rely, amen, upon that Spirit's leading in our lives. Oh, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, give us ears to hear what the Spirit would say to the church. God, give me ears to hear as a husband and as a father. God, give me ears to hear what the Spirit would say to me. God, give me ears to hear. God, give us all ears to hear what the Spirit would say. Hallelujah. 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 And so the Spirit did have something to say. What did he say to him? He said, "Hearken, ye all Judah and all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Hallelujah. I want to tell you what to do when you don't know what to do. Amen. The next thing in line here, as we rely upon the Spirit's leading, is to restrain our natural inclinations. When you don't know what to do is the worst time to do something. I've heard people say before, well-meaning, I'm sure, if you don't know what to do, just at least get out there and do something. Well, at least this scripture warns us to not do that. First of all, he says, restrain that natural inclination of fear. Here he says, don't be afraid. Don't allow fear to cripple you and immobilize you from hearing from God. Sometimes we can just melt down. Amen. Have you ever heard of people that had a meltdown? You know. Just so crippled and so defeated. Amen. He said, don't be afraid. Listen, that is a natural inclination, but don't live in that atmosphere of fear. Amen. Cause your fears, amen, to build in you a reminder, I need to seek the Lord. I need to look beyond myself. I need to look outside of my situation and look to my God. Hallelujah. Not only are we to restrain our natural inclination to fear, but we are also challenged by the Holy Ghost through this young, whoever he was, this Jehaziel, to not be dismayed, frustrated. Woo! Have you ever heard of the word stressed out? anxious, worried, fraught with what if this and what if that, dismayed, amen, frustrated, overwhelmed, discouraged. He said, don't allow that, amen, in your life, amen. And then furthermore, he says, and neither are you supposed to fight. Now, he's talking to a bunch of warriors that are facing enemy armies. And he's saying, don't fight this time. Now, can you imagine? That goes against the grain of what these warriors have been trained to do. When they see an enemy coming toward them and their wives and their children are behind them, and then this man of God, supposedly, I never heard him give a prophecy before. He doesn't have a reputation as somebody that has the credentials, you know, for saying all he's saying. Amen. I don't know. He's just a singer. What does he know about prophesying? But the Holy Ghost said through him, you're not going to fight this time. Wait a minute. What's going to happen? Well, the scripture just plainly says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He's going to guide you through. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. As we do that, I believe it positions us to take this last step to what to do when you don't know what to do. Here's something. This looks like this completely out of character. I mean, this just doesn't make sense. This is not the way it's written up, amen, in the stories that Brother Micah's learning, amen, about her different warriors, different soldiers. Amen, this is not what you learn. This is not the way they teach you to do warfare. I want to tell you something, friend, tonight. God has a victory waiting for you that you can't even imagine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm believing for it tonight. Amen. And so what does the king do? Say, well, all right. Now we've heard what the Lord says to us. Because he told them the battle's not yours. You don't need to fight. But tomorrow, you're going to still go out. You're going to go against them. You're going to go. He didn't say just go hide in your tents. He said, you're not going to fight. The battle's not yours, the battle's the Lord's, but tomorrow go out there anyway. Get your marching shoes on. We're headed out there. But with the understanding, I'm not going to fight. Now, would that be easy for you think? Maybe so, maybe no, I don't know. But I do know what the king said. Jehoshaphat bowed his head, verse 18, with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning. Hey, let's see how God's going to do it. I'm challenging somebody's faith tonight. Because our human tendency when we don't know what to do is to stay in the bed and pull the covers up over our head and say, I'm afraid to face today. I'm afraid to face the next challenge. I don't want to see the next battle that might come my way. Amen. But instead, they'd heard from God. God said, I'm going to come through for you. Amen. You can trust me. I'm going to see you through. And so they got up early in the morning. They swiped the sleepy out of their eyes. And they say, let's go see the victory that God's going to give us today. Woo! They rose early in the morning, went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. I believe this is significant. The king said, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. I want to tell you tonight, God is calling us to a new level of faith. Amen. Even when we don't know, amen, the next step to take. But the Lord said, reach out your hand. I'm going to get you by the hand. Just follow me. I'll lead you right. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so the Bible says, when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Woo! How many of you noticed those scriptures that Brother McKelvey read at the beginning of the service tonight? About those that hope in his mercy. Glory to God. I want to tell you tonight. Boy, I about shouted amen right at the first of this service. There wasn't any music going. Amen. Wasn't anything. But he was reading those scriptures, and I knew what God had put on my heart to preach about. Amen. That you know what they were doing? They were praising God. Amen. This is the last thing that I want to talk to you about tonight. Amen. Is rejoice in anticipation of the victory that God's going to bring in your life. Even when you don't know what to do. It's easy to sing, amen, after the walls have already fallen down. It's easy to shout and praise God. It's easy to shout after the earthquake has already shaken the prison bars and the chains have fallen off and you're a loosened prisoner like Paul and Silas. But that wasn't when they praised. That's not when they sang. They sang before it ever happened. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when you don't know what to do, one of the greatest honors to God and one of the greatest defeats to the devil is when God's people say, I know I can trust God. And just like Job said, and boy, it rattled. I don't know exactly how it did it. Amen. But I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't rattle the chains in hell. When Job said, though God slay me, yet will I trust in him. Praise God. Amen. Even if I don't know. Amen. Even if there's a lot of things that about tomorrow I don't seem to understand. But I know who holds my tomorrow and my future. And I know who holds my hand. And I'm going to believe his word. I'm going to be established. Amen. You're going to make it, brother and sister. Hallelujah. When you believe in the Lord your God. Woo. I love this. Bible says they were praising the beauty of holiness. And then it defines how they praised. They said, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. I wonder if there's not... it's been a while since I've done algebra and geometry, but it seemed like I remember a theorem back there somewhere about if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. Is there something right about that? Help me out, some of you school kids and some of you others that know that's true. I see somebody already stop. Your pastor didn't want to be called a school kid. He was shaking his head yet until I said, you school kids. And, well, he stopped right there. I'm teasing you, Pastor. Amen. I want to tell you what. Amen. The beauty of holiness is the reminder of God's mercy. Praise God. God is so merciful. Oh, amen. The devil tells you, you don't deserve for God to give you victory this time. You don't deserve for God to guide you through this struggle. You don't deserve for God to help you with this problem. Amen. That's right. I don't deserve it. But I have hope in his mercy. I have hope in his mercy. I have hope in his mercy. And I'm going to praise him. I'm going to thank him. I'm going to rejoice in him even before I see how he does it. Woo! Glory to God. So they got out there and they started singing. And the story, amen, goes on to say that the Lord set ambushments. When they began to sing and to praise, amen, the Lord set ambushments. And those enemy armies started fighting amongst themselves. And the children of Israel only went in to gather up the spoils. Hallelujah. Amen. God did exactly like He said He'd do. I'm not saying there's not times when God will give you deliberate steps of action. Amen. That you need to take, words you need to speak. Amen. A letter you need to write. A phone call you need to make. There's times that those things happen. Amen. But I'm saying when you don't know what to do, when God has not given you a specific direction, you do this now or tomorrow or whenever. Amen. When you don't know. Amen. First of all, recall God's faithfulness in the past. Praise God. Amen. Renew your focus upon the Lord. Rely upon the Spirit's leadership. Thank God. Amen. Reject. Amen. And to restrain your natural inclinations. And then to rejoice in anticipation of the victory God is going to work. Hallelujah. Oh, there's some of you here tonight. Amen. You say, oh, I've sought the Lord. I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I just don't know what to do next. I'll tell you one thing you can do next. Amen. Is to begin to rejoice that God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Begin to rejoice. Lord, I haven't experienced it yet, but I know this is what you want for my life. I believe. Amen. I'm trusting you, Lord, for a miracle in my family. I'm trusting you, Lord, for a deliverance for a loved one. I'm trusting you, Lord. Hallelujah to God. Well, and I'm going to praise you because you're big enough to make it happen. Would you stand with me tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, we're going to praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I'd like for us to sing a song of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, could we sing something, sweetheart? Amen. Whatever you think. Praise Him. Something like that. Amen. But I want to challenge you to do something tonight. I know we've done different ways, different services. But I want to encourage you. If you're able to tonight, I want you to come and I want you to stand across the front here tonight. I don't doubt the fact that you may feel in your emotions, you may feel so defeated, and so you don't feel like you're just at that place. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. I just feel, well, with the Lord leading me to preach this tonight, I feel like the Lord would say to us tonight, amen, to lift our hearts and praise and thanks to Him, that He's big enough to handle even what was totally outside the realm of our jurisdiction, outside the realm of our perspective. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon You, Lord. Amen. We have fixed our eyes upon You. We're not just glancing heavenward, amen, tonight, but we are fixing our focus upon the Lord tonight and saying, I'm going to praise You. I'm going to thank You. Hallelujah. Even before I see how You do it, I'm going to praise You because it's You're in control. I'm going to put it in Your hands. I'm going to believe You tonight. I'm going to rely upon the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. To guide me and help me. Praise God. Would you join me tonight? Amen. Let's begin to praise the Lord. Let's begin to worship Him. Praise Him. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him. We're going to praise Him. Yes, praise Him when the sun goes down. I'm going to praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him in the morning. Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, thank Him for what He's already done for you. Begin to recall God's faithfulness in your past. Begin to recall how God's helped you before. Begin to remember, God, You've done it before. I believe You'll do it again. Lord, You've helped us. Lord, You've helped my family. Lord, I remember stories that Mama and Daddy, your Grandma or Grandpa, I remember the stories of God's power and faithfulness. Lord, do it again. I believe You tonight. Praise God. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Let God, He can talk to you tonight. Let God, hallelujah. Oh, no telling the victory you'll walk home with tonight. No telling the victory. Praise God. Woo!
praise him in the noontime. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him when the sun goes down. Come on and praise him. Praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him. Praise him when the sun goes down. I'm gonna love him. Love him. Love him in the morning. Love him when the noontime. Love him. Salvation, yes, he is. He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. He's the joy of my salvation, yes, he is. Oh, he didn't have to save me, but he did. Oh, he didn't have to save me, but he did. He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. He's the joy of my salvation, yes, he is. Joy of my salvation, yes he is. Oh, he's the joy of my salvation, yes he is. He woke me up this morning, he started me on my way. He's the joy of my salvation, yes he is. Oh, he didn't have to feel me, but he did. Oh, he didn't have to feel me, but he did. My salvation, yes, he is. He woke me up this